Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk.
Listen to a lecture.
Along with George Washington and Franklin D. Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln is consistently ranked as one of the top presidents of the USA. All three were presidents in times of great difficulty for the country. Washington directly after independence, Roosevelt during the Second World War, and Lincoln for the American Civil War. In fact, Lincoln's election was one of the main catalysts for the beginning of the conflict, since his anti-slavery stance was well known and reviled in the South. Lincoln did not outlive the war by much. On April 9, 1865, General Lee surrendered to General Grant at Appomattox. On April 14, a bare 6 weeks after his re-election, he was assassinated in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. He was 56 years of age. What Lincoln did was hold the country of the USA together at a time when it seemed destined to split into separate states. He passionately believed in the Union, to the extent that he was prepared to shed blood for it. Its own citizens' blood, in fact. Many in the South still resent this fact, but there is no doubt that Texas or Alabama would have a fraction of the wealth and influence they have today by being part of the most wealthy, powerful nation on the planet. For that, at least, they should hold Old Abe in high regard.
Now, you'll hear the second talk again.
Listen to a lecture.
Along with George Washington and Franklin D. Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln is consistently ranked as one of the top presidents of the USA. All three were presidents in times of great difficulty for the country. Washington directly after independence, Roosevelt during the Second World War, and Lincoln for the American Civil War. In fact, Lincoln's election was one of the main catalysts for the beginning of the conflict, since his anti-slavery stance was well known and reviled in the South. Lincoln did not outlive the war by much. On April 9, 1865, General Lee surrendered to General Grant at Appomattox. On April 14, a bare 6 weeks after his re-election, he was assassinated in Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. He was 56 years of age. What Lincoln did was hold the country of the USA together at a time when it seemed destined to split into separate states. He passionately believed in the Union, to the extent that he was prepared to shed blood for it. Its own citizens' blood, in fact. Many in the South still resent this fact, but there is no doubt that Texas or Alabama would have a fraction of the wealth and influence they have today by being part of the most wealthy, powerful nation on the planet. For that, at least, they should hold Old Abe in high regard.
Question 31. Who was alive during World War II? Question 32.
When did the American Civil War start?
Question 33.
What happened on April 14th, 1865?
Question 34.
Why is Lincoln remembered as a great president?
Question 35.
What does the speaker mean when she says,
hold old Abe in high regard.